Good morning, everyone. It's Mr. O here. Just a quick update from me. I know I haven't done one of these for a little while, but I found I was just saying the exact same thing each day, and I'm sure you're bored of me droning on. Thank you, everyone, for all the stuff you've been sending in, all the comments, questions, and loads of emails to the EFI thing. It really does help us stay in touch, so please continue to do so. It makes me smile every time I see some work sent in. Just on the maths, last Friday, the family challenge, I didn't realise what it entailed, to be honest, because they didn't put it up till quite late, so I didn't have time to check it. And I know it got very, very tricky towards the end, but it actually said at the end that it was for 11 to 15-year-olds, and it required some algebraic formulas that we wouldn't cover in primary school, to be honest. So don't worry about that if you got a bit stuck towards the end, because I certainly did as well. And congratulations to Mr. Sinclair, who cracked all the questions, I believe. So this week, the family challenge will come up. It's not actually come up yet. It's Wednesday, and I still haven't had a chance to have a look at it. So what I'm going to do is put up an arithmetic test, which I think would be very beneficial for us to just refresh our brains with. Now, you don't have to do it as a test, but if you could just work through the questions one way or another and just remind your brain how these work. We tried to cover these in morning maths, but I might have missed some. So on Friday, I'm going to set that to do. But if you would like to do the White Rose Challenge instead, that is absolutely fine. Or if you'd like to do even both, if you've got that much time, that would be great as well. But don't worry, just do what you can. I'm sure you're all working very hard at home still. And look after yourselves and your families, please. And I hope to see you soon, one way or another. Cheers.